This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
April, National Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're doing a few interviews on that topic today. We have got Marshall Laverne from the Family Development Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess now, first of all, talk about the Family Development Center, kind of what you guys do in general.
So actually, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, like you said, and we are thrilled to celebrate Oregon's children, families, and providers who really serve them all year long, but we really focus on April. Decades of research shows that early childhood home visits help improve child and family well-being outcomes like health, mental health, behavioral health, education milestones, and really focuses on creating safe, nurturing environments for young children. At Family Development Center, we really focus on strengthening families and prevention-based work where families feel successful and have the tools to create healthy, stable, and attached children.
So what leads to families needing your services?
So families can come to us for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's things like stress or financial hardship, lack of support, or challenges or disruptions with parenting skills. Sometimes it's just a new parent feeling overwhelmed. And other times it's families dealing with bigger life transitions or trauma. And so at Family Development Center, our goal is to step in early and provide support to build resilience within that child and within that family system.
So when somebody comes to you, how do people contact you directly? Do they get referred from their school or somewhere else?
So Family Development Center can receive referrals from community partners like schools or healthcare providers, other social service agencies, but really families absolutely can reach out to directly. We try to make sure that services are accessible and welcoming and really not intimidating. Our goal is no wrong door. However a family finds us is really the best way.
And I guess the other thing, especially for somebody who hasn't been here for a long time, talk about how Family Development Center got started and that kind of thing.
So Family Development Center has actually been serving Douglas County for over two decades. We were originally established in 1984 as part of what's known as the Relief Nursery Model. We started in response really at that time in the community to the growing need to support families with experiencing high stress like poverty, trauma, or lack of resources. The idea was to create a space where families could get help early before situations or experiences created negative outcomes or impacts on those children or the families and caregivers.
Now, how long have you been there?
So I have been working at Family Development Center for over 18 years.
Wow.
I know, I'm old.
So when you started out, you probably basically worked your way up to being in charge, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think it's a team effort at Family Development Center. And really over the years, we've grown from a small, really focused program into really a comprehensive family support program. So we now offer therapeutic classrooms, home visiting, parenting support, and really holding the middle of all those designed to strengthen families and to keep children safe.
When you started there 18 years ago, did you plan to stay there that long?
Absolutely. What I know about not only myself and the team at Family Development Center is that we really know our why. And I think we all do this work because it's really important, not only to us individually, but collectively to our community.
So does that mean you've got other folks that have stuck around for a long time?
We have, actually. Yeah, we have a couple teachers that I think are close to 20 years of service.
Wow. Talk about how you're funded.
So Family Development Center is really funded through a mix of grants, public funding, and local support, which really helps us offer services at no cost to families. But really, honestly, it goes way beyond funding. It's really about community. When people get involved, whether it's volunteering, donating, or just spreading the word, It really helps families across Douglas County feel supported and less alone. And so connection is really a big part of prevention. And so families are more likely to reach out early instead of waiting until things become overwhelming. So this work really belongs to the whole community, and we all play a role in helping kids grow up safe and feel supported.
As the funding, as different things have changed, especially on the federal level in the last couple of years, has that made it any funding challenges?
I think the great thing that makes Family Development Center so special is that we, as a nonprofit, are the only agency that or program that receives state funding that is required to have a community investment. So 25% of our budget every year has to be raised through the community. And I think that really adds a lot of meaning and focus to the work we do to know that the community wants this program.
Is it when you're, you know, so entrenched in this work and there's so much depth to it, is it kind of a hard to also have to have kind of a full fundraising piece to what you do?
I would say that it's always hard work when you do what you care about, and we have such a dedicated board of directors and community support. This program has been in Douglas County since 1984, and people really care deeply about supporting children and families. So we're very fortunate to have a great base of people that really want to move this work forward and to make sure families and children in our community are taken care of.
Now, we should probably mention as well where you guys are located.
So we actually have three sites. Our main campus is on the Jerry Bruce Community Campus, and then we serve Winston through our Winston location, and then we have a location in South County.
And have those, both the second and third location, have they been around for a long time as well?
They are fairly new. So I want to say that Winston was opened about a decade ago, and then South County about 8 years ago. And so what research tells us is when families can receive services in the communities that they live in, they're going to be more engaged and successful. We're also helping those kiddos transition into the schools that they will traditionally go to. So it helps build relationships across the board.
And if you need that kind of assistance, you don't need a 30-minute car drive to get to it?
Absolutely not. The goal is to make sure that we're really accessible and that we can meet families where they're at.
And do you envision other locations in the future?
That is such a great question. We are always looking for ways to expand and provide services to families and be responsive to the needs of our community.
And talk about the age range of the kids you're helping.
So we primarily serve children from infancy through age 5, which is really such a critical window for brain development, social skills, and emotional growth. So these early years, those first 5 years, set the foundation for everything that comes later. So really, providing support during that time can make a lasting difference. Many of the children in our program are in therapeutic classrooms or early learning settings where they can build skills in a safe, structured environment. At the same time, we're holistically walking alongside with parents and caregivers, offering coaching, education, and support so that those positive changes can continue in the home.
All right, Marcia Laverne of the Family Development Center back with more in a moment on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. April, Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, Marcia Laverne. From the Family Development Center, the executive director there, talking about a lot of the things that they do to help prevent child abuse, deal with families that are struggling in that area and more. Now, for the kids that you have, is this the type of program where they're there every day?
So the focus of what we do is really the young child, and the goal is really long-term impact. So we know by supporting families early, we're helping set kids up for success in both school and life. So the program, it really depends on the need of the family. Some children might attend regularly in a classroom setting, while others come in for a shorter, more targeted service or support sessions. For many families, a typical schedule would look like two mornings a week in our classroom-based programs, which really gives children consistency and structure while still allowing flexibility for home life and other services. The important thing is that we tailor the level of involvement to each child and each family. So some might need more frequent support, some less, but everything is designed to meet them where they are and adjust as their needs change over time.
Now, remind me what you said the age range is.
So we really serve families prenatally to age 5 and then often just transition those kiddos into kindergarten.
So do you find yourself reconnecting with any of these families later on?
It depends on who you ask. My husband will tell you we can't go grocery shopping without running into people that you know. And I think that's the value of rural Oregon. When you do this work for a very long period of time, your connection with families that you've supported. So,
and it's got to be gratifying then to, you know, run into them a few years later and know that things are going well for them.
We love seeing families be successful. That is really the mission of the work that we do. And so anytime we can celebrate successes with families, it's really critical.
So for doing this kind of work for your staff, talk about kind of the educational backgrounds that make them qualified for what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Our staff come from backgrounds in early childhood education, social work, and family services. They also receive ongoing trainings in areas like trauma-informed care, child development, and really family support best practices.
So how many staff do you have?
We have a dedicated team of about 32 staff. Those include educators, family support specialists, admin staff, all working together to support families in a very holistic way. We're actually in a period of growth right now and are looking to add a couple more team members. It really reflects the ongoing need of what's happening in our community and our commitment to making sure families really get the support that they need in a timely and effective way.
So 32 people now. When you started, how many were there?
17.
Okay, so that's a good amount of growth, but I was going to guess that you started even smaller.
I think when I took over as executive director 5 years ago, there were 17. I think originally in 1984, when Family Development Center started, there was 5.
Oh, wow. And that's a big challenge to be able to get enough people to provide that help, to fund it, and everything like that. Now, we talked about the services being provided in different places. Adding the extra two locations, talk about some of the advantages you've seen there.
So what we see is really going back to when you can provide support and services to families in the communities that they live in, you're reducing barriers for families to really actively engage in making life-changing decisions and finding the support that they need.
So when you got into this, did you have a background in doing similar work in another organization, or what led you into Family Development Center?
Interestingly enough, worked at Douglas County Public Health when the county really managed all of their support systems and early services. And then when things started to change, then different programs were housed in different locations. And so I was with a program called Healthy Families, which is an amazing home visiting program. And that program actually transitioned to Family Development Center, and there I've stayed.
Wow. And of course, how long have you lived in Douglas County?
I have lived in Douglas County since 1985, so a very long time. I've raised my family here. My children live here. I'm really invested in creating a space where families can be successful into the future.
So is your background in your younger years somewhere else?
I started out in the corporate world working for Campbell Soup, and then I raised children and found my love of home visiting and really supporting parents in a meaningful way. And that really has felt true and authentic to who I am, and I've stayed.
So Campbell Soup, where were you doing that gig?
Oh, that was such a long time ago. But Campbell Soup used to own a string of restaurants, and then they diversified and went back to doing what they did, and I found my way into the home visiting world, which is where I fell in love with this work.
That's to go from soup to working with kids.
They're both messy, right?
That's probably quite true. So that's an interesting pathway in. Are there other things you want to let people know about what you guys do?
So I would just say that if anybody is interested or want to learn more about what we do, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to Family Development Center directly, stop by one of our locations, schedule a tour, really to see our program in action. We are also happy to have a staff member come out and speak with your organization or business, really about how we support families and how the community can get involved. Whether you're looking for services or just want to learn more, we're here and ready to help. We also have a couple seats left at our annual fundraising luncheon tomorrow. And so if somebody has an hour that they would love to learn more about our program and hear from a parent who is actually receiving services, we would love to have them. They could call the center directly at 541-673-4354.
All right, so that's happening tomorrow at where?
Tomorrow at UCC at SOE from 12 to 1.
All right, and now a couple minutes left in Inside Douglas County. Talk about, for Family Development Center, kind of your work with, how you work with the other nonprofits that are helping kids around the area.
I think that over the last decade, we have worked really hard to create connections, not only with providers, but that's how we model. So the more that we're supporting families and not duplicating services and not overwhelming families, it's really important that we really figure out what's the best place and that families have a voice and what those services look like.
Now, you mentioned having a board of directors as well. Talk about how many people you have, what kind of things they do.
So we currently have 12 members on our board, and they do it all. They, from really celebrating the work that we do, to strategically leading our organization, to putting on this fundraiser, they are the pillars.
And do you have a lot of them that stick around for a long time?
I would say absolutely. We have some fairly new board members, and then we have board members that have really been participating and supporting our program for over a decade. So a nice variety.
All right. And as we wrap up, again, if people want to find out more about the organization, maybe you've got a website presence or more, to tell people about that.
Absolutely. You can go to fdcroseburg.org, or you can just call the center, and we'll make sure we get you connected. Again, our phone number is 541-673-4354.
All right, Marsha LaVerne from the Family Development Center, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
All right, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.